I bear. The word for today is helpful hints for a happy marriage. In Proverbs 31 verse 11, we read, "The heart of her husband safely trusts her." If you want a happy marriage, here are two things you must always keep in mind. Number one, never demean your mate in public. That is a no-no. When you do that, you demean yourself. Solomon writes in Proverbs 31 verse 10, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." The heart of her husband safely trusts her. She does him good all the days of her life. Somebody said, before you criticize your wife or your husband's taste, stop and remember that they picked you. Hello. The fact is, we all have habits, struggles, weaknesses, fantasies, childhood memories, unspoken needs and longings, hidden deep inside. Our yearning for somebody to trust is profound and unchanging. That's why God designed marriage to be a safe haven in a dangerous world. Think about it. If you can't trust your mate, who can you trust? And here's a second thought. Always have shared dreams and goals. Today, couples are divorcing at an alarmingly high rate, and it's taking place between the 17th and the 25th year of marriage. Do you know why? That's usually when the last child graduates from school, college, or university and leaves home. Now there's just the two of you. And when you've spent all your time focusing on the kids and neglecting one another, you can wake up one day and feel like you're living with a stranger. So how do you avoid that? By having lifetime goals and dreams you're both working toward. Remember, you're more than just parents. You're people. And God has a plan for your lives as a couple. If you haven't discovered it yet, talk to Him about it. Then take time and pray together and ask God to reveal it to you. That's a prayer He'll answer. And that's the word for you today.